This news update is being brought to you by Mackenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jeweler in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on North Van Dyke in Bad Axe.
Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. A federal judge has ordered a man charged in California's deadly Palisades fire to remain jailed amid concerns about his mental health. A prosecutor said Jonathan Rindingneck had traits of an arsonist and his family had worried about his declining mental state. Assistant U.S. Attorney Rachel Lyons said during Thursday's hearing that Rindingneck was a flight risk because he had family in France and spoke French. Rindingneck was arrested Tuesday but was first interviewed by authorities January 24th. Investigators said that during the intervening months, they worked to rule anything else out that might have been starting the fire that killed 12 people. Authorities say a blast in rural Tennessee that leveled an explosive plant and was felt for miles around killed 16 people and left no survivors. The explosion left a smoldering wreck of twisted metal and burned-out vehicles at the Accurate Engenetic Systems plant, which supplies and researches explosives for the military. The cause of the blast is not yet known. Investigators are combing the charred property foot-by-foot searching for possible evidence. Lawyers for Luigi Mangione say a New York federal judge should dismiss criminal charges, including a death-eligible count, from a federal indictment brought against him in the December assassination of UnitedHealthcare's chief executive. In papers filed Saturday, the lawyers said prosecutors should also be prevented from using at trial his statements to law enforcement officers and his backpack where a gun and ammunition were found. They said he was not read his rights before he was questioned by law enforcement officers after Brian Thompson was fatally shot after he arrived at a Manhattan hotel. They said a warrant was not obtained before his backpack was searched. A nor'easter is churning up the East Coast, prompting New Jersey to declare a state of emergency. Another storm has struck farther south with some heavy rain and flooding. New Jersey's declaration allows emergency services to be activated as needed. The storm is expected to bring coastal flooding, strong winds, and power outages through Monday. Parts of New Jersey could see winds up to 60 miles an hour and up to 5 inches of rain. The National Weather Service has placed New York City, Long Island, and parts of Westchester County under a coastal flood warning and wind advisory. Airports from Washington, D.C. to Boston have announced some delays and cancellations. NBA great Magic Johnson will preside over the 137th Rose Parade as Grand Marshal next year. The 66-year-old retired L.A. Lakers superstar will ride downtown Colorado Boulevard as part of the 5.5-mile route on January 1st. Quote, I'm going to be waving like crazy to all the great fans, Johnson told the crowd gathered Wednesday on the lawn at Tournament House in Pasadena. He'll be part of the coin flip for the college football playoff quarterfinal at the 112th Rose Bowl game later that day. Tournament of Roses President Mark Levins announced Johnson for the 2026 parade, which has a theme of the magic and teamwork. Earlier this year, Johnson was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian award. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
At Mackenzie Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, Mackenzie Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose Mackenzie Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, now proud to say celebrating 40 years of serving our community.
In state and local news, Lucas Raymond scored twice, including the 100th goal of his career, and the Detroit Red Wings pulled the way to a 6-3 win over the Toronto Maple Leafs on Saturday night for their first win of the season. Raymond's milestone goal broke a 3-all tie late in the third period. He scored on a slap shot off a pass from Patrick Kane during a power play. Kane finished with a goal and two assists. Marco Kasper, Simon Edvinsson, and Andrew Kopp also scored, while Emmett Finney notched his first career point with an assist on Raymond's first goal. Alex DeBrincat added three assists. Cam Talbot made 20 saves and also had an assist on Edvinsson's empty netter. The teams face off again, this time in Toronto, on Monday night. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Tuesday signed into law a new 24% on tax on marijuana sales between producers and dispensaries, creating revenue to partially fund her long-promised effort to improve the state's roads. Whitmer made road repairs her priority this year. The legislature's fiscal agencies estimate the wholesale tax will generate $420 million in new revenue to go towards the annual $1.8 billion road funding plan. But analysts predict the additional tax will inevitably lead to a drop in sales. The wholesale tax will be levied on the sale of marijuana from growers and processors to retailers. Adam Hoffer, director of excise tax policy at the Tax Foundation, says the new tax will almost certainly lead to an increase in retail prices and a decrease in sales. The Huron County Health Department is working with Huron Behavioral Health to offer a special 24-hour program for a safe way to dispose of sharp objects. The Health Department has a collection site to safely dispose of used hypodermic needles, syringes, lancets, and more. The collection program offers a safe way to lower the risk of exposure of needle stick injuries like contaminated syringes, needles, scissors, and scalpels. The health department is asking residents to bring sharp objects in sealed medical containers or plastic containers, like empty liquid detergent bottles, taped shut. Sharp objects in milk jugs, juice jugs, bags, boxes, pills, or liquid containers are not accepted. Any kind of sharp object should not be placed in the trash to prevent injury or contamination. Sure Health's plan for an expansion at the Village of Pigeon is progressing. Earlier this year, Terry Lutz, CFO of Sure Health, informed the Village about the plan to do an expansion in the community and the need to annex 2 acres into the Village to accommodate it. To make the annexation possible, the Village, with the approval of the Huron County Commissioners in August, annexed the property that was in Windsor Township into the Village. Approving the annexation cleared the way for infrastructure to connect the new medical facility to municipal services per the approval of the plan by the state. Sure Hospital's plan is to build a facility for physicians' office space as well as a new location for Sure Pharmacy in Pigeon and a new parking lot. The annexation was also necessary to make the Sure-owned properties contiguous with other Sure-owned properties. And that is the news for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.
And this news update was brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jeweler in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on North Van Dyke and Bad Axe.